I hope that some of the things that I've said will begin to sort of fit together, because while I'm talking about names and dates and people, you keep seeing these quotations from historians that I'm beating on here. And there's a point to that, other than to, you know, for us to point fingers at historians of the past, and of course, point fingers at historians of the present, and say how much better they are, and so on. But that's not really the point of this. The point of this is to think about the history of Illinois, the events that take place, the Indian history of Illinois, but to also think about how historians have traditionally viewed that history, and what alternatives there might be to this traditional view. Now, the traditional view is represented here today by this quotation about the contact between the French and the Indians in the Illinois country. As I said to you last time, the Illinois country, one of the sort of things to kind of keep in your mind is this notion of Illinois as a kind of keystone of the French Empire. That even though it was far away, even though there weren't huge settlements like there were in Quebec and Montreal, this was an important part of the French Empire. And the reason it was an important part of the French Empire, because it was a transportation center. It was also a way, it was the source for fur, for the fur trade, which was, we think of beaver, but there are a whole range of fur-bearing animals, from bears to martens to foxes to all sorts of things that were the source of the fur trade. And when you think about this, you know, think about the landscape, and I've talked before about the river systems and so on. But as you think about this landscape and imagine people looking for, and probably there's some animal biologists here who know more about habitats, I'm sure, than I do. But if you think about a place like southern Michigan, or if you think about the area around Champaign, and try to imagine it without farmland, without being drained and engineered the way it is today, it was wet and soggy and streams and creeks. This is where these animals hung out, okay? So this was a very rich fur-bearing area. It was also a transportation area, so it was a place you could get access to the far north and places where there was fur. So this is an important place to the French. There's lots of seats, guys. So that's one thing to keep in mind. But the real question that I want to sort of focus on today is, having sort of given you this broad description of the French Empire, of the Illinois people who were here, and of the other Algonquins who shared the culture areas of this period, is to think about what did it mean for Indian people? How did this contact affect them? Okay, and I talked the other day about how there were things that happened before the Europeans arrived. Disease likely occurred, probably some disruption. These are village people. Okay, so there are people who have been scattered, people who are living in villages whose loyalty is to villages.